I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. My eyes are starting to glaze over, Brendan. I've been staring at scores and schedules all week and all day today, pretty much.
I thought you were going to say because you're having a pizza doctor food coma, but...
Well, that's really not helping because that was some good pizza. And now I just want to take a nap. Alas, I cannot.
That is unfortunate. But I'm also feeling the same way.
Unfortunate. Yeah. It's okay. Tis the season. Soccer playoffs have started. Basketball is into the region tournaments this week. So, yeah, trying to keep all of those scores and matchups updated for y'all at djournal.com, and it'll be in the Daily Journal as well. But anyway, welcome in. It's me, Brendan, and good old Podgator here. And you can also hear Brendan on the Justify Your Existence podcast every Monday with James Murphy. You're a podcasting son of a gun, aren't you?
Yeah, thanks for the plug, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I keep meaning to do that, and then I forget.
That's why I'm just now noticing.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they talk about Ole Miss and Mississippi State sports on there, again, every Monday. Well, you can find it in iTunes and all the other usual podcast places, just as you can this podcast, which comes to you every Wednesday, and is brought to you, as Brendan mentioned, by Pizza Doctor at Midtown Point in Tupelo. Got the sausage today. We got the chicken Alfredo. That's everybody's favorite, I think. Or the most people's favorite.
I'm pretty good with the sausage, honestly.
I like that one, too. I mean, it's all good. So, yeah, go check them out. Pizza Doctor. We've got a little bit to talk about, and I've been so busy, we're just going to kind of not linger on this stuff too much, especially since there's games like today. In fact, I'm going to cover a game in a few hours after I get done with this. Soccer. We'll start with the game you were at last night, Tuesday night, Itawamba AHS Boys against Leak Central in the 4A second round. And you got a pretty good, you ended up seeing a pretty good soccer game, didn't you?
Yeah, so that's a pretty good place to start. Just a crazy 4-3 final on that. Leak Central over Itawamba. Once again, I've lost track at this point how many times you've sent me to Fulton in the last 3 months. I think it's like four trips or something since December or something
just,
like that.
I don't know. It's weird.
But and it's always for something different too, which is kind of fun. I think I've maybe only seen the same team twice, once, if that makes any sense.
Yes, I got you.
But yeah, no, I mean, you know, it got nuts about 5 minutes in when Itawamba scores on an own goal, and then it just got crazier from there. You know, Leak Central tied it up like midway through, and then Itawamba scores right before half, and then Leak Central comes out of halftime and scores to tie it back up again. And then Leak Central gets another goal with like 15 minutes to go, and you're like, okay. Like, that's it. We're done here. You know, right? I mean, I thought they had been the better team up to that point. They certainly had the shot advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and just like kind of like a quick attack down the field. And one of those situations that's, you know, goalkeeper comes out, doesn't quite get there in time, and then, you know, Ford just comes in and smashes it into the net, and we're going to overtime. And we could do a whole discussion on the really, quite frankly, dumb overtime rules for soccer around here.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to I was covering the North Pontotoc boys match the other night. I was talking to the Newton County coach about it toward the end of regulation because they ended up going into overtime. And he was like, yeah, I don't know why they do it this way. 2 10-minute periods. Then 2 5-minute periods of sudden death. So if you score in either of those periods, it's over. Well, that didn't happen in my game, and ended up going to penalty kicks finally. So after 110 minutes of soccer, they had to go to penalty kicks.
Thankfully, we didn't get that far.
Yeah.
Because again, like the first two blocks of 10 minutes aren't sudden death, but the final two are.
Right. Just play like 20 extra minutes and then go to penalty kicks and make it all in one stretch.
Yeah, exactly. So that was interesting to discover last night.
Yeah. But anyway, tough loss, Riddawamba there. But I mentioned I covered North Pontotoc. That was a crazy game, too. They were down literally to the last play in overtime. There was no score after regulation. Then first OT, Newton County scored, and then on a corner kick, which would have been the last play in the second OT, a defenseman who hadn't scored a goal all year, Hector Mejia, headed it in over the 6'6" goalie somehow, just kind of floated it out of his reach somehow.
Worst.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's the worst if you're a goalkeeper, yeah. And the best.
And he's a good goalie. He had played a great match. He made some legit big-time saves in that match for Newton County. But, I mean, obviously the goalie from North Pontotoc also played well, Jared Coleman. But anyway, they won that one. They won again last night. So North Pontotoc, which went to the 4A championship game last year, is trying to get there again, and they're into the quarterfinals. And speaking of the next round, that will be, depending on who's playing, anywhere from Thursday to Saturday. We're supposed to have some really rough weather coming in Saturday, so I've already seen a lot of these soccer matches getting moved up to Thursday or Friday. Let me see here. I've got it in front of me. Some notable matchups that have been moved. St. Andrews at Tupelo Christian Girls will be Thursday. You're going to be at that one. You basically walk there from your house.
Once again, Brad. I've already doxed you once.
I mean, we'll just can't put the toothpaste back in the tube on that one.
Right, but you keep pulling it out of a tube is the thing. Or you pull it out of the tube, and then we kind of clean up and forget about it, and then you pull it out of the tube again.
Well, there you go. Ridgeland and Saltillo Girls will be Friday. Saltillo winning last night over Vicksburg 6-0. Who else we got? I haven't heard if Tupelo is moving its game. The girls are supposed to be at Madison Central. I know Corinth and Lafayette, that's both boys and girls, will be on Friday. Corinth at Lafayette girls and Corinth at Lafayette boys. So originally everyone was supposed to play on Saturday, but again, that weather is going to mess some things up. So just keep an eye on the schedule that I've already got it up for the third round at djournal.com. I'll update it as we learn more about postponements or games getting moved up, more than likely. Okay, basketball. I mentioned it's region tournament time. Before we get to that, I want to give you a quick recap of a game I saw last Friday. Went up to Belmont, always a good time. Took on Boonville in a big girls game. Top five matchup, 1-3A matchup, the region title was on the line for that one. And Boonville came away with the win by the thinnest of margins. Belmont played a great game, and got to put in context, they've been playing without their leading scorer, McKinley Bennett, since about mid-December. See, I tore her ACL. But they still have Carly Brock at point guard, and she's one of the best players around. Probably the best point guard in that area, I would say. And then they've got some other really good role players like Elena Hubbard and Kat Reno. And they were able to hold their own against Boonville with, you know, the 6'3" Sanaya Cook can score from lots of different places. Kaylee Johnson, the sharp shooter. And she made a big difference. Started slow shooting but ended up with 12 points, hit some big threes in the second half. And Boonville ended up holding on for the 59-56 win, literally went down to the final seconds. Belmont was down a point, inbounding with 1.6 seconds left. Couldn't get it in, turned it over. So I'm going to go see Belmont again this evening, actually, against Alcorn Central in the region tournament. And if they win, they'll get another shot at Boonville in that region tournament title game, on which is, I think, is scheduled for Friday. And speaking of those region tournaments, already some teams have seen their seasons come to an end, such as Tupelo Boys. I believe Saltillo Boys as well, because you got to be in the top four. You have to make at least the consolation game to qualify for the playoffs. It's been a tough season for Tupelo anyway. And then they had to play Germantown in the 2-7A region tournament and lost on Monday, 57-44. I see your microphone is falling down again. We got to get a new stand. That thing's busted all to bits. And I mentioned, in 1-6-A, Saltillo's boys lost a tough one by 3 points to Grenada last night. So their season's done. And they were having a pretty good season, but that's a tough division there. So it also includes Olive Branch, which is very good this year. I mentioned they'll be at the 1-3-A this evening. They're playing that at Northeast in Boonville. Tomorrow I plan to go to North Pontotoc for 2-4-A. Check out Senatobia North Pontotoc girls. They played twice in the regular season, split those games. They were decided by a grand total of 3 points, so I'm expecting a good close game with that one. And then I'm going out of town at one of the worst possible times, but it's become a tradition that Missy and I go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. I can't help it. This is when it is. She's been doing it for years before we got together with her college buddies, so we'll all go down there Friday, come back on Ash Wednesday. So I'm going to miss, I guess, the first round of the basketball playoffs and the semifinals of the soccer. And so I hate that. Really, I do. But, you know, I got a great piece of advice once from Greg Ellis, who used to work here. When I took over the Mississippi State beat from him in 08, he said, don't be married to the job. And for a while, I did not take that advice. And when I was covering state, I was definitely married to the job. But I've gotten better at that. So I'm like, you know what? I got this vacation time. It's not the most ideal time. But I believe in you and James and Brendan.
Well, thanks, Brad.
I think y'all can handle things.
That's high praise.
And feel free to text me if something's coming up. But if I don't answer right away, you'll, you know, probably because I'm stuffing my face with gumbo or something. Oh, the food. I can't wait for the food.
And I was going to say, I've been to New Orleans once and, had this nasty thing where I just had this sort of bottomless stomach. And that's a pretty great place to be when you have that.
Yeah, it is. The food alone is worth the trip. But it's a fun time. So that's where I'll be, which means I won't have a podcast next week because, again, I won't be back until Wednesday. Be back at work Thursday. And the soccer championships are Thursday and Friday. They're splitting them between Germantown and Ridgeland High Schools. So we'll see who we have down there by that point. But, soccer playoffs continue Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, depending. That's the quarterfinals. Semifinals will be next Monday or Tuesday. I have to go back and look, one of those days or both. And then the championships later that week. Okay. Let's wrap it up. Normally I would give you the Athletes of the Week nominees, but I don't have them all yet. I'm still trying to find one more female nominee. So just go to our Twitter page at DJournalSports, and sometime this afternoon I'll have the polls up so you can vote on male and female Athletes of the Week. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Brad Locke, and Brendan's on there at BFarrell727.
There you go.
Okay, cool. And that's it. I'm going to get back to trying to track down scores and schedules and whatnot. It's a good time. Then I'm going to head, like I said, to Boonville for some hoopage this evening. So follow me for updates. Again, no podcast next week, so I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Happy Mardi Gras.